I have shared some of my thoughts. But first I would like to hear from your side. What do you think about what Baba spoke? What is the relevance of Baba's murli when all of us have been practicing for so long? Personally, I have been practicing for more than 44 years. The question is, in those 44 years, how long did I enjoy 100% concentration? And then putting it together, how much will it be? What counts? Because after such a long time, it should be very natural for us to have concentration, contemplation. And yet Baba speaks about it. Is it because there were some new people in the meeting? Do you ever feel that while you are sitting in meditation, you lose concentration? Most of the time, you lose. Real concentration is lost. So let us define what is real concentration here. Unless it's clear, sometimes it's difficult to enjoy concentration. Real interest. No expansion. Everyone has to share. Little louder so that everyone can hear. Oh, moving microphone there. Is it lack of concentration? Portable one. So he is gone to bring it. See. Yes, brothers. Clean and clear intellect. Okay. Ji? Being merged in one. Okay. Please. Can't get you. Attainment. What about the little ones? They draw everyone's attention, no? Yeah, anyone else?
All your concentration in Baba, only one Baba. Om Shanti, Baba is my own. And whatever Baba's wish is there, I also have the wish of everything for me. Om Shanti, Baba is my own. I am 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 my own. Baba is my own. I love to Baba. I feel you, Baba. Om Shanti, faith, pure faith and pure intellect, we can listen, Baba.
Yes, from the meaning of the word, I think con is with, together, and the centration is in the center. So it means together, with, in the center, in the middle of the center.
Om Shanti, Baba ve, Nilvulahami, Nilvulahami.
So anyone who has different, any other different thought than what we have heard?
When I feel at peace and I don't have any waste thought.
I am with Baba and Baba is with me.
Om Shanti. After that we are feeling close to Father.
And
I love Baba. Only.
Pardon?
I love Baba.
I think concentration means powerful thought. When you're concentrated, that means you have powerful thoughts. And that's it.
How long can you hold when it's so clear? We should be able to enjoy that all the time. And yet Baba speaks about it. Which means it is there, it is clear what it is, but holding on to that and multiplying the power of concentration. That's what I could gather from Baba's murli. This is what Baba wants us to do, because it's like using a lens and concentrating all the sun rays together, which can, I think most of us have seen during our school days, playing with that lens. Sun rays concentrating on something which becomes so concentrated, it produces so much heat, it burns the paper or something. You put your hand into that, it gets burnt. So something like that, do you ever feel that when you have that power of concentration, the waste paper which gets burnt, just like that, whatever is there in our mind or in our thoughts sometimes, which is not appropriate, which is not accurate, it gets completely destroyed. And all that is pure, that is beautiful, that is worthwhile in the self, that remains. If that is experience, that is power of concentration. I don't know how long it should be there, because if you want to burn something, it doesn't take much time. How long does it take? And yet Baba is talking about it. What do you say? Oh, how nice. Well, I don't think any metal is there which needs more time and more energy to be melted. Sanskars, you know, they are all part of the self, the soul. Soul is so light. Soul itself is light. And sanskaras are also very light. And yet it takes time. Why does it take time? It took a lot of time for formation. How much time? 63 lives. So to remove that, it will require 63 lives. No? It re-emerges. This is the play, you see. The play is our own sanskaras, nothing else. Sometimes when the mind is tuned properly, accurately I should say, as you say, focused, very clear focus, then every thought is very accurate. And as per the accurate thoughts, every word, every action is accurate. When there is accuracy in thought, word and deed, the result is happiness, bliss, all the time. Lot of intoxication, lot of inspiration. I should say lot of creativity in it. Very many new ideas start emerging after that. And one feels very light inside. True to what we focus at, the burden of the past it goes. There is definite feeling inside, within us, within our heart, within our mind. The feeling of being so light. And that brings smile on the face all the time. Natural smile. That clarifies our aim also. That when the soul becomes totally free from all that is unwanted, put it in any way, all that is unwanted, what happens? Where do we reach then? As per today's Murgi, even the sanskaras of knowledge, they are also gone. What is left? What do we carry with us to the next life in golden age? If you can remember today's Murli. Not Avyakta Murli, what Baba said, but today's Murli. Result of effort. Baba said that even effort making sanskaras are left behind. Only the fruit of effort making will go with you. Hope you remember now. The fruit. What is the fruit? The divinity. The piety, the divinity. That goes with us. And just imagine any divine soul. That too, a divine soul belonging to golden age. Because of that naturalness of divinity, it's such a light feeling inside. When you feel very light, what happens? How does it reflect on your face? What's in your eyes? What's on your lips? The most beautiful picture gets painted. That's why even till today, when a photographer wants to take your picture, what does he say? Smile, please. So the result of concentration is a removal of unwanted belongings. We don't need them. So when you don't need, why pack them with you and take them with you? That's why Baba says, with concentration, power of concentration, finish it. As long as aim was not clear, as long as the path was not clear, there was a lot of confusion. And when there is confusion, the burden of the past remains with us, and therefore, temporary achievements of peace, a little happiness, but continuous happiness, constant happiness, or naturalness, naturally happy. It becomes our nature. That's the result of power of concentration. It's not that we have to be all the time concentrating intensely till the past is destroyed, it's needed. It's like if you reflect on something like washing your clothes, it goes through different stages. The detergent works for a while to remove the dirt. Then what happens? With clean water, it's cleaned. And I don't know in other places, but in India, the washerman used to apply special things. In India they call the word tinopol. Sometimes blue, but no more blue. Now it's tinopol. Makes it looking more white. So applying that and then iron, first drying it and then ironing it. And the clothes look like as if they are new all the time. Can you imagine how long I must have put on this shirt? 4 years. And even after 4 years it looks new. How do you like it? क्या कहते कितने टाइम यूज किया दैट्स डिफरेंट दैट्स द हैबिट आई हैव यू नो पुट ऑन एवरी डे स्टिल नॉट एनफ एक्चुअली थिंक ऑफ गोल्डन एज संस्कार चेंजिंग क्लोथ थ्राइस अ डे Early morning dress is different from afternoon dress. Evening dress is different from afternoon dress. And night dress is different from evening dress. So how many times? 4. So much purification can take place provided we know the simple art of concentration, contemplation. There is a stage, even in this, rejoicing meditation. Because when you think of only concentration, it becomes little tense. The mind is little tense, trying to bring all thoughts to one point. When do you enjoy most? When you are sitting alone, when you have someone who understands you, with whom you can communicate freely, who appreciates your way of thinking, expressing, singing. If that kind of company is there, then you can sit for hours together. Then Adi will have to call you. What are you doing? Have you looked at your wristwatch? What's the time? If you are enjoying so much, you would say, Dadi, yes, yes, we understand, just coming after a while. That kind of meditation is needed. Enjoying. Even in concentration, you feel the joy of concentrating. In contemplation, you feel the joy of contemplation. That is to be experienced. Then the time flies. When you get up after meditation, look at your watch, 1 hour is gone. And it goes like some seconds. But when concentration is not good, and you are not enjoying meditation, but because it is bhatti, Dadi has asked you to sit whole day, especially a day before Baba comes, it becomes such a burden. The joy is there, I mean the inspiration is there because Baba is coming next day. So if we have good concentration, the mind will be so light, will be able to receive so much from Baba. There is such inspiration. But the thought of sitting for hours together, what happens? When this becomes clear in the mind, through this concentration, through this meditation, when I become more clean, I, the self, the soul, I become more pure, I become more like Father, I will be enjoying Baba's company more and more. I will be enjoying Baba's nearness more and more. See, it has got double action. On one side, I enjoy Baba's company. And the other side is, the more I enjoy that company, the more I become like Father. So that kind of relationship needs to be established during meditation. And then you can see concentration becomes so easy, contemplation is very sweet. And the result, after meditation, you feel so light. You won't feel heaviness here. No. And regularity of this meditation brings that self-confidence, yes. Each day I am feeling better. Each day I am getting better. I'm sure we all plan our moves. We all plan our meditations. We all plan our day, week, month, and even the year. So we can sit back and see the progress. Others can also see from your expressions, from your face, from your eyes, from your smile. The best person to see is your own self. No one else can see what you see about yourself. This is India. We are in free India. So they like to call each other, hey. How many of you can sing? Easy way to concentration. Just sing to Baba. Sing the best song you like from your heart and see how beautiful it becomes. Your concentration will be the best. Concentration sometimes becomes more difficult when you just start thinking only about just a point. The English language is little more subjective, I feel. It needs to be more inspirational. You know, sometimes I read infinitely small point of light. Infinitely. I can't understand how infinitely small can it be. It's easy to imagine star-like, something star-like. Infinitely small. The best thing we can do is start meditation with sweet, sweet conversation. And you will find sometimes when two friends are having conversation, they start with very many, you know, beautiful things, and slowly they start feeling the joy of being together. The words are less. The feelings are more. This is what is needed for concentration. Try to feel togetherness, being together. That will help you to multiply the power within. After all, just reflect on this. With whom are you together? Try to reflect on it. The most powerful one is with you. The company would color. It has its own impact. I feel that, you know, even in Baba's meeting, leave aside my own meditation and all that, but when Baba comes, during that time, no effort is needed. There is full concentration. I don't know if you have felt it or not, but I feel everything looks so different. Like subtle regions, all the time. Not that I am seeing the point there. No. I am not seeing the star. I am not seeing the point. Nothing. But Dadi Gulzar's face is different, very subtle. There are sometimes reflection of Brahma Baba's face. And then the whole thing, the entire congregation seems to be get together of angels all the time. Even the metallic things which are there, you know, in front on the stage, it all looks like something of light, dazzling. And I hardly feel the physical feeling of this body like that. But I keep sitting just like this for hours. I don't feel the need to change in this and that so much. Yeah, sometimes. That's the impact of Baba's presence practically. How the company colors. Because Baba is all the time in that consciousness. And because of that, there is tremendous power. Concentration. Power of concentration. Transforms the self completely. What is power of concentration finally? Power of concentration results in complete transformation. We should feel internally transformed. Then the smile will be there all the time, just as we see the smile on Baba's face all the time. Did you notice that? Did you notice Baba becoming, very serious sometimes? Stern? Did he? I don't think so. All the time smiling. The basis of Baba's continuous smile is what? The consciousness. Two things in that consciousness. One is the self. The other is the feeling of belonging. Both. So in meditation, this is what is needed. Continuous feeling of belonging to Baba will definitely bring you nice feelings, beautiful feelings. And togetherness will bring about the change. The old sanskaras will be transformed. And for that, from my own experience, I'm sharing. It would be nice to set a timetable for the self. Just as Baba has been inspiring us. First he said 6 months time, if you remember, the previous season's Murlis. And the first Murli here, what was the time Baba said? 1 year? Why does Baba say 1 year? What I feel is, to make it a natural, effortless effort making, where you feel it's a natural thing. It takes time. It takes 6 months to regain complete self-confidence. But then it takes some more time when you start feeling you can radiate, you can be instrumental in transforming the world. Because ultimately this is what is needed. That transformation has to be brought about. Leave this stage, natural stage I call it. 1 year's effort is essential. Each day has to be monitored. Each day. One has to see one's own chart every day. After about 8 or 9 months, the feeling becomes very clear. Everything is over. The impulses of negativity will not remain anymore. Because in that much time, all the negativity of the past gets erased completely. If it's a regular habit. And then the joys of the Sangamyoga. Even otherwise, Brahmins look different from the rest of the world. All the people in the world are mostly engrossed in their material world, most of the time, and therefore they don't have the light feelings, they don't have the happiness that Brahmins have. Even among Brahmins, to remain intoxicated all the time, carefree, ever happy, because that's the sanskar, final sanskar we have to take with us. For that, a little more time. That's why Baba said 1 year. Final polishing or final ironing, whatever you call it. Then it becomes a natural feeling most of the time. In all situations, mind becomes very positive. This is what I feel. And that's Brahmin life, most enjoyable life. Diamond life. When will that be there? Now. Not just when you are in Madhuvan. Wherever we are. What's the simplest way to keep that stage? Wherever you are. Simplest way. Just think. Madhuvan is your real home. When you leave Madhuvan, you are going temporarily for service. Then the mind remains connected. And after a while, you are to return. Do you feel you are at home here? Still feeling like being guests. Unless you feel at home, the benefit won't be the best. Very simple. In every way simple, but simple is beautiful. Just learn something from Baba's room. The simplicity. We used to learn from the English language, huh? Simple living, high thinking. And that was practically seen from Baba's life. It's not because we want to show it to the world that, you know, everything has to be white. No, Baba lived like that. White curtains, white sheets, white clothes. Simple, very simple. then Baba's consciousness was highest. I spent 10 years, not all the time with Baba, but quite a good time. I have met so many people in the world. Haven't seen anyone like Baba, who is all the time conscious of knowledge and service. We are seeing Radhiji at present, you see, all the time intoxicated and to do service in a big way. Radhis all the time. No worldly things. So something to learn from Madhuban. Simple, but very elevated consciousness. Do you feel, do you have that feeling of inner richness all the time? That you don't feel emptiness anytime. All the time feeling so rich, so full. Not all the time. Not all the time. What is the best way to have that all the time? Keep singing the praise of your own fortune. How many people in the world know exactly who God is? How many people? And you are one of them. Leave all other things. One most beautiful, most valuable diamond from Brahmin life. Knowing the Supreme Soul. This is one, just one aspect of Brahmin life. How many souls in the world lead such a beautiful life, pure life? You know, when Baba spoke about Brahmins, purity and all that, some people may get a little bit upset. But look at the best side of it. We are so fortunate to have inherited that life from Baba. How many souls in the world receive such beautiful treasures of spiritual wisdom, what Baba is bestowing? On the basis of clear understanding, when we have this faith, who is giving these treasures? Each line of Murali, if that is properly understood, you feel so much richness inside. Baba used to give an example. Example is very simple, very simple. You may or may not like it. The example is of, you know, the cattle, the cows, the buffaloes. After eating fodder, how do they digest? They keep on, you know, chewing. So the saliva which goes inside, it digests it. Similarly, appreciation of what Baba is bestowing. If I say churning, again you may have headache. Appreciation. Try to appreciate. That will make you feel so good, so beautiful inside. Now that appreciation can be on personal level, that can be shared by others. You talk to somebody. That can be shared even by writing. You write something on the basis of what you learn from the Murlis. Let it be written for some newspaper. Let it be written for some magazine. That's the way to churn. then you will remain intoxicated. Otherwise, in India we say, the best of the swords starts getting rusted if it's just kept without use. The mind and intellect, they would remain very sharp, very beautiful, very knowledgeful, provided they are used. So after listening to Babas Murli, if you can share, you can churn, you will feel so good. Try to retain it for quite some time. I don't like to see the newspaper in the morning. After meditation and Murli, let it has its own impact on the mind. Reading newspaper in the evening, nothing is going to be lost. Because by that time, what I have learned in the morning has been completed. That's the difference between our Brahmin life and the Laukic life. Normally people, just when they get up early morning, they have a cup of tea and they look at newspapers or they look at television or they listen to radio. Whereas after nice, beautiful rest at night, the mind is zero from the past, ready to absorb the best thing, and that is, best thing is, refine it further with meditation and listen to Murli. Then share it, churn on what Baba said. That's how we sharpen, keep the sword of knowledge sharpened all the time. Sakar Baba used to have this beautiful way of appreciating Baba's knowledge. After the Murli, he would come to his room and take up his writing pad, either there or in Baba's office, start writing letters to Dadiji or to a few others, and would appreciate what Baba said in the Murli, some of the main points of the Murli. Every day, send it by post. That time it was post. These days email and other things are. So that way, Baba's own way of retaining what Shiv Baba said in the morning. And when anyone came, you know, like VIPs sometimes would visit, they wanted to see Baba. Or even we, if we came from outside, Baba would share the best points from the Murli. So have a mailing list of your friends. Share with them what you learned, what you experienced in the morning. But this life as a Brahmin needs to be looked at as celebration. So celebration is always full of joy, happiness. If one starts taking it as a burdensome, you know, difficult, how can I retain this? How can I maintain this? How can I? Then, you know what happens? You become heavy. Baba's way of making us light is, he would make us sink. I remember once Baba meeting one of the sisters from abroad here only. I was doing the translation. She came crying to Baba. I don't know why, but... And Baba gave her drishti with a lot of love and power in the drishti. And just suggested, all that is past. It doesn't belong to you anymore. It's finished. Now you feel light. Smile. Come on, get up, dance. Like that. Within seconds, there was tremendous change in that soul. And ever after that, I haven't seen her crying anymore. So jokingly, I share, in India, we have people who work on daily wages. Have you heard that? You work today, you get money for that. Not permanent employment. Similarly, like those daily wages earners, let us plan each day, keeping 1 year in mind, each day. I find this working so well. There is no chance of faltering then. You know, if we falter once, it has very deep impact. It takes us back. So if you want to keep progressing every day, best thing is every night, look at the chart in your own consciousness, finish it there, go to sleep very light, happy, good night Baba, but start the day again, next morning, afresh. Full of joy, full of more power. I find, after, as I shared, after 6 months, one becomes so light. After 8 months, it becomes something very natural. So naturalness would come within 1 year, provided each day is seen. Each day. It's very enjoyable. Very, very enjoyable, I tell you. You know, she's asking me which is the point in your chart. So many points can be there. But just one point, throughout the day, did I lose my happiness? That's my point. Though happiness is the result, happiness is a natural thing when everything is all right inside. We all know when the mind is not accurate, it becomes tense. And if we don't check it there itself, if there is some wrong action, it becomes depressed. So if there is tension or depression inside, there can't be natural smile on the face. Then it will be only at the time of taking picture, smile please. So naturalness would come by little attention. That's why Baba says, see Father, why? Because Baba is smiling all the time, so that will feed your mind. Brahmins are very sensitive. Very sensitive. They are sensitive to good things. They are also sensitive to not good things. I don't say bad things, but which are not good. Any questions? Anything? Being sensitive is good. It's not bad. No, I don't say that. I say they are very sensitive because their intellect is so refined now. We are sensitive for good things as well as not good things. Which are not good, we don't like. But the problem is, it's like, you know, when you have white, anything white, Brahmins are like white cloth, pure. So one little thing of this spoils that show of whiteness. That's why you will find you may have very nice day throughout the day, and one small little thing happening, maybe from your own mind, maybe from someone else, change takes place immediately. So let's remain like roses all the time, fragrant and blossomed. That can remain when the flower is connected with the plant. You pluck it, what happens? After some time it starts becoming dry. So continuous nourishment to the self is needed. Make it natural, natural way of nourishment. That's why Baba says, have these songs with you. Olden days, gramophone records were there. His master's voice. I remember that. So Baba used to suggest, have these gramophone records. When you are not in good mood, have the song on. And that will change your mind. And I think when you are alone, you can sing for yourself, can't you? If I am asked to sing before other people, I become shy. But being alone, I can sing so many songs. Becoming all virtuous. All virtues. One of the virtues is singing also. So when you feel good inside, you feel full inside, the songs will come on your lips automatically. Om Shanti. Any questions? Normally you have different kinds of meditation. Let's have smiling meditation now.